The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So the Astros salvage one. That race is getting interesting. And man, this week just keeps flying by. It's already a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Maybe this is the greatest day in the history of the known universe.
Is it?
I don't know. We'll find out. With
me,
Fred Fowler. The Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the freaking master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, and at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Somebody brought us some beer.
Yeah, Gustavo from No Label brought us some brews.
Man, these look fantastic. I can't wait to take them home and try them.
He brought that new What the Hatch. I loved Hatch. Yeah. Hatch chilies, as you know. I love any kind of food made with them. I like to roast them every year. But I'm always a little skeptical on spiced beers. So I texted Gus and asked him how it was. And he said, well, I'll bring you some by. We'll figure it out.
All right. So you'll be trying that this weekend, I take
this
it.
This weekend, yep.
I'll probably be trying these tonight. So we shall see. Anyway.
The Don Jalapeno, too. Have you had it before?
I have not.
It's spicy.
I like spicy.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. I will give a full report tomorrow on both. But I pretty much like everything they do, so I'm sure I'll love these, too. Anyway, what's happening, man?
Sports, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about with you?
Your Astros won.
They did win.
I have been saying since they brought him up last year that I think Lance McCullers has ace stuff. The last couple games, he's looked like an ace. I mean, 10 strikeouts and back-to-back starts. And he's still learning how to pitch. And boy, it was a lot of curveballs last night.
I think that's his best pitch. Yeah, I mean, he can throw that fastball, but I think that curveball is his best look, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he had him off balance with it. And what I like is that the more he pitches, the more he figures out, okay, some days I'm going to do this, and some days I'm going to throw fastballs, and I'm going to do whatever works and keep him off balance. He's really learning to be a pitcher. I like this kid a lot, man.
The very first batter of the game was Brett Gardner, and Brett Gardner is a good player. But for the longest time, Brett Gardner basically just – he swings at fastballs. That's what he likes to see.
Yeah.
And if it's got movement, that's not really for him. Well, when that's your game, you get used to people not feeding you fastballs. So Brett Gardner goes up probably looking for a curveball. The first two pitches are fastballs just whizzed in there. And then it's 0-2, the third pitch, fantastic curveball. And just left Brett Gardner looking stupid. And right when just one batter in, I was like, man, this dude, it's going to be a good night. I didn't know how good of a night it would be. It ended up being a great night. But, yeah, I'm with you. He can pitch. And from a – like, if you just watch both the guys throw 2-3 innings and you didn't know who they were, you'd think that McCullers was the one who has a Cy Young under his belt, not Keuchel. Like when you watch the way they throw, the way the ball—I mean, the way the ball comes out of their hands.
No, he's got such a live arm.
He's the guy that I mean, and maybe it's because he's on a—he's in a rotation where nobody else throws hard,
right?
But I mean, he is the changeup for that rotation. Everybody throws soft, and then he comes in just bringing heat, and then that curve is just knee buckling. And you're right, man. You've been high on him from the beginning. He's a very good player. I don't know what his upside is, but that's definitely a solid major leaguer right there.
Well, with so many of these kids, a lot of them have ace stuff when they come up.
Yeah.
But learning how to pitch is a different animal, and some of them never figure it out. he's figuring it out. And it's just fun to watch him grow and watch him develop. And the other thing that kind of struck me from last night is you're finally getting what you paid for out of Ken Giles. He's been very good for about a month now and looks like the pitcher that you traded for, which will be a good thing to have down the stretch because, you know, obviously, you know, Will Harris is doing a great job at the back end, but it's always nice to have another guy. And, man, he was spotting that heater on the corners. And they just never really had much of a chance to do anything against him in his one inning either. And this is going on a month now. So if you're an Astros fan, those are the positives I would take out of it. 832, we got this question yesterday, but it's worth answering again. Just wondering when you guys are going to start conversations about fantasy football, waiting for the preseason or before then. It'll start soon. It's just, neither one of us have done any work yet.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, give me a week or two.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people who drafts now, we're not friends anyway, so we're not going to be able to help you.
Yeah, you're not going to win.
Yeah, you might. Well, because everybody else is
out of the 12 of you will.
Yeah, everybody else is in the same boat. But, and I do get that there are some people who will take, they're going out of town or something, so they draft early. It's way too early for.
You can draft out of town. That's the beauty of computers 2016 is you can draft anywhere.
Sometimes. Not so much when.
I mean, maybe not in Regina. But
It was Clearwater Lake. Regina, I had internet access.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Clearwater Lake, you didn't.
Is it if I had limited access there? But yeah, you have to have internet in Regina, or else God knows what will happen to you.
Was the liquid actually clear in?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Yeah,
very clear.
It's good. Murky would be a concern.
Yeah, it would not be a good name if it were murky.
Murky Water Lake.
Yeah, or. Looks like Galveston Bay Lake.
Not good.
Those would be negatives.
Not good.
Anyway. But, so I kind of wanted to praise our guy Lance McCullers a little bit because I've liked him from the beginning. And, you know, it's nice to see him starting to turn into a pitcher. And that's a guy that if he winds up being your top dog down the road, you could do worse.
I'm with you. I mean, and again, part of it is because I like guys that throw hard anyway.
Yeah.
And when you watch this team regularly, you don't see it very often. You
know? Yeah, I've always been strikeouts are sexy. Throwing the ball 99 is sexy. Painting the corners and changing speeds is not. And that's why Tom Glavine was never one of my favorite pitchers.
Yeah,
mainly because he played for the Braves. But
same with Maddox.
Yeah, I mean those guys, great pitchers, but I wouldn't pay to watch them. I'd pay to watch Randy Johnson.
Yeah,
I'd pay to watch roided up Nolan Ryan. I mean, those are guys that, you know, that's the kind of pitchers I like. But I think most people are like that. You like strikeouts and home runs. That's why I miss the steroid era. There were more of both.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I think my favorite story, though, today involves your good friend. And I know you've hung out with him in hotel rooms at the Super Bowl. Warren Sapp.
Oh, yeah.
Warren Sapp, in case you missed it, was bitten on the arm by a shark.
Okay.
First off, the shark has terrible taste. We'll start with that. Sharks are one of those things that there's like three things that I want nothing to do with. Sharks, snakes, spiders. Probably in that order, because at least spiders are small enough you can crush them.
I'll go sharks, snakes, and alligators.
Yeah, I think alligators probably.
I'd rather see an alligator, or I'd rather see a spider in my house than an alligator, for sure.
Yeah, it's probably fair, especially lately when these alligators have been eating kids and doing all kinds of stuff.
Like, if you hit a spider with a shoe, you win. If you hit any of those other things with a shoe, the game's not over.
Unless it's a really strong shoe that you can pry it into the alligator's mouth.
I don't have any shoes like that. Me either. You? Do you have wooden shoes? Are you Dutch?
No. I've got tennis shoes.
Yeah, your shoes aren't going to make it.
I've got running shoes that probably smell like hell. It might kill him just from the stench. I'm sure you have workout shoes that'd be the same way.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
My wrestling shoes. But those things are soft. They'll never.
So he'll start chewing on them and it'll poison him and he'll die.
Yep.
But it might take a while. This poison does take a while. But he reached out in the water to try to grab a lobster. And the shark said, no, that's my lobster.
I got to say, though, when you look at the bite, that's the weakest looking bite from a shark I've ever seen. Like,
when I saw that, my thought was, oh, he was just drunk and he reached for that lobster and scratched his arm on something.
Yeah, I mean, you could see kind of teeth marks. And I'm not, you know, listen, getting bit by a shark, any kind of shark sucks, I'm sure. I wouldn't want to get bit by a catfish. You know, that's not going to break your skin. So it broke his skin. But like, if I said, yeah, I got attacked by a shark once, you'd be like, really? And I'd be like, yeah. And then I'd show you that. Like, he's barely going to have a scar.
Yeah.
It's going to look like he had like some sort of little tumor removed or something. That's not the shark. It's not a shark scar you can brag about.
Yeah, I don't want to get bitten by a shark, but if I do, I want the actual teeth marks.
Right.
Like spread out so it looks like you actually got bit by a shark. So you can show your friends, say, wow, look how big this guy was. He left 5 marks on me. This is just kind of a scratch is all it really is. But let this be a lesson to you. Don't go try to grab a shark's food in the water.
No, it's not wise.
Yeah, I get that you want lobsters. If it's me, I go to the restaurant and pick them out of the aquarium thing because...
Can we just discuss it's a bad idea to get into water?
You mean...
Is that what it's come down to? Like, it's not smart to get in the water.
Well, if you get in the water in Galveston, you might get flesh-eating bacteria.
Right.
If you get in the water in pretty much any of the lakes, you might get alligatored.
Yep.
You got the sharks out there. Jellyfish, those things
are no fun.
You
know why I go to the Frio River every year? You know why I go to that river? Because I can see all the way down to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I don't like getting in water where I can't see everything that's below me. I don't feel comfortable with it.
That's one reason why I like that lake I was at. You can, for one thing, it's not really that deep on our side of it.
Yeah.
You can walk out about 200 feet and it still doesn't come up to your waist. Now, the other side of the lake's real deep, but I can see everything.
Yeah, I like to be able to see.
Yeah, you can even see the trails where little kids peed.
Add to the reasons not to get in the water.
Exactly. Especially if there's dogs there and the dogs are peeing in it too and everything else.
Did you read the story on Pro Football Talk about the story? They wrote, some guy named Darwin Gannett wrote it, and it's so poorly written. The headline is Shark Bites Warren Sapp in parentheses, then presumably spits and gargles.
I did not read Pro Football Talk.
And then at the very end, it says the shark was unavailable for comment, though he's probably considering going vegan. So you can probably guess how the rest of the article is. Ooh, it's pretty bad.
Friendly.
Boy, I have to say the quality of that site has really gone downhill.
So, and then one of the sentences is Sapp was lobstering on a charter boat off the Florida Keys when the shark reached out and did what Jurgen and his creditors and a pair of Phoenix prostitutes would like to do.
Oh boy. What I thought lobstering was like crab fishing, like where you go out on a big boat and there's like a whole crew doing it. I didn't know you could just go out on a boat with your boys and catch lobster.
I've never actually thought about lobstering in my life.
I love to eat lobster. I wouldn't know where to start.
If I were going out on a boat, I'd like to fish. I wouldn't be trying to lobster. And boy, in Galveston, you can go crabbing right there off the basically all those little areas on the way down there.
Yeah.
You just go on the little beach there, throw a piece of chicken out there, and you'll catch all the crabs you want.
Then why do those deadliest catch guys go to Alaska?
I guess Alaskan crabs are sexier than our crabs. Yeah, plus, ours have been, the crabs here have been...
They're the flesh-eating virus,
they've been inhaling the flesh-eating virus and oil and seaweed and everything else. So if you eat them, God knows what's going to happen to you. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get some phone calls when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hope everybody's having a great Thursday. Crumbia says the wife is from Maine. They just throw traps in the water right from the shore and get lobster.
Hmm.
Guess you don't have to worry about getting sharked that way.
That's true.
You just pull the trap up. Wow. And Lamont with a good point about Jong, and that guy, a guy named Darwin wrote about a dumbass getting bit by a shark. Hashtag
that is pretty funny.
Darin. I think it's Darin.
Oh.
No
okay.
W.
Hmm. Okay, let's...
Blaine says, in the Keys, they have clawless lobsters you can snorkel for and catch with your hands.
That would kind of take the
lobster?
Wouldn't that take the fun out of it?
Didn't seem like
game. Yeah, if I'm going to try to catch him with my hands, I'd want to take my chance. I mean, I'm not going to go do it, but I'd take my chances with getting chopped up by the lobster. I mean, how much damage can they do? Those things are slow.
Yeah.
If you can't pick one up without getting snapped, you probably don't need to be diving down there anyway. It seems kind of like a remedial thing. All right, let's try some phone calls. Trey, you get to lead it off today. Happy Thursday, sir. What's going on?
Sports.
Sports to you.
I wanted to ask, and I know it's a little bit of a hypothetical, but if things end the way they do and the Astros end up playing in the AL wild card, who would you say would be the starting pitcher? McCullers or Keuchel or Pfister? Who would you give the nod to?
McCullers or Keuchel.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys.
And
maybe even 3 weeks ago, I would have said Pfister's been the best pitcher on the team. I think McCullers has probably surpassed him now. But Keuchel is the guy with the track record. That's the guy you expect to be your ace. So,
and that's who you want to.
And if you put anyone but him on the mound and lose, that's a bad look. You know what I mean?
And there's no way to answer that right now. If he's pitching like he did 2 months ago at the end of the season, well, you're not making the playoffs anyway, probably.
Right.
But last year, I think somebody asked the exact same question right about the same time, and you would have said Feldman, the way he was pitching for about a five-game stretch.
Well, you might say Feldman now, the way he's pitching.
But, yeah, that's one where, unless he's just an absolute train wreck, you got to start Dallas Keuchel. Now, that doesn't mean Lance McCullers isn't going to be your best pitcher by the end of the season either. He may be, but...
Well, and here's the other thing. Depends on how smoothly you make it into that wild card game. You know, sometimes you need... There's a must-win game to get you into a wild card game. So, you know, you've got to set up your rotation. And then, of course, you don't want to start your first playoff game with Mike Fiers either. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into thinking about it.
Yeah, well, imagine if you have to sweep the last series just to get to the wild card game.
Right.
You're going to use Keuchel, McCullers, Pfister right then and there.
Yep.
And then the question is, do you bring one of them back on short rest? Or, you know, is it Colin McHugh? What do you do then? But you may get stuck with Mike Fiers or Colin McHugh in that situation. But the most important thing is to get in. So, yeah, it's a little early. And, yeah, but I think if you do wind up making the wild card, then if all things were equal, I would still start Keuchel as of today, but I reserve the right to change my mind because there's still a couple months to go. Terrell says, proud Blitzer getting married this weekend. Can I get the shout out or dust in the wind today? I guess you can get both, right?
Yeah.
We can shout and say congratulations. But we'll miss you, bud.
Yeah.
Wish you all the best.
Usually when guys get married, they stop listening to our show.
Yeah, and, well, I know that our female listeners, as soon as they get married, they quit listening, or they get boyfriends.
No doubt.
That has happened ever since we first came on the air. We have a lot of female listeners, and then they get a boyfriend, and we mean nothing to them anymore. I don't know why that is.
Nick says, "What's with Keuchel pitching like this, what kind of contract is he looking at?" Well, he's arbitration eligible for a couple more years, if I'm not mistaken, which means that they'll keep him around relatively cheap. I mean, he'll probably get a raise, you know, but I know he got seven something this year.
He'll probably get nine
eight
or 10.
Or nine, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it depends on – I don't think that if you have a Cy Young year and then you have a year like he's having right now, I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. I mean, guys are paying pitching. Teams are paying pitching. Even the possibility of pitching they're paying for. So – Keuchel will make big money when his time comes.
You know, and I think when you look up at the end of the year, he's probably going to have 15 wins. He'll probably have his ERA around 3.5, which is, you know, higher than you'd like. But the way he's gotten better as the season's gone on, and I think he's going to continue to pitch well. And There's no way he's going to finish the year with a 4.57 ERA. I'll say that. I think he'll wind up under 4.
I think he's going to finish around 4, 4.25. I think that 15 wins might be asking a lot at this point. I mean, he's 6-10 right now. I don't know if there's...
He's pitching well enough to
damn near not lose another game.
How about 13?
Okay. Because I think 12 or 13.
I think 13's doable. But we are getting pretty late in the season. And trade deadline coming up. That's the thing that kind of caught me off guard, and I guess because I was gone for 2 weeks. Trade deadline's coming up Monday, is it? Yeah. So, no, I think, I think he'll be fine. I think you're going to get enough out of him. I just don't know. One thing I did see is that they're in the market for a catcher, which...
It's about time.
Yeah. And you mentioned LaCroix before. Appears to be available. What are you willing to give up for him? Because a lot of teams are probably going to be in the market for that guy. Let's be honest.
I'd give up something based around A.J. Reed.
Yeah, I would do that. Apparently, the Astros interested in LaCroix and Derek Norris. Norris is having a really bad year. I don't know how much of an upgrade he would be over what you have. But LaCroix would be.
Yeah, LaCroix is one of the better catchers in the league. I mean, that's adding a good catcher and a good bat at the same time. Yeah, I mean, the problem is, where are you going to fit all these guys? You know, like, do you just at some point just say, you know what, Evan Gattis, it just isn't working for us. We're just going to not use him. I don't know if you do that. I mean, if you bring in a right-handed hitting catcher like LaCroix, when does – and I'm assuming if you bring in LaCroix, you're not even looking at a platoon situation like you would – like they're kind of doing now.
No, that would be your guy.
Like he's gonna hit against righties and lefties. So you've got a backup catcher now in Jason Castro.
Well, maybe you throw Castro back as part of the deal.
Maybe.
I mean, they're gonna need a catcher. He's cheap.
That's true.
And Gattis can be your backup if you need him.
If worse comes to worse, yeah. They have so many guys, and we talked about this in the offseason, really, and even going into last year, they've got so many guys that are. They give you kind of the same problem. Like there's just a bunch of empty at bats.
Yeah.
And it's hard to.
That's why they're such a strange team, man. You look up and they win 9-2 or they lose 3-1.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable that they are where they are in the standings. And if for a while their hitting was carrying them, now their pitching is carrying them. It's pretty surprising because I still look at this team and I say, what are they really good at? And the
bullpenning.
The bullpen is
they're good at
solid.
Yeah,
but are they a really good hitting team? I would say no. Are they? Do they have good, really good starting pitching? I would say no. Yet there they are in the playoff mix. So they've found a recipe to win. I guess that's what the most important thing is.
And man, if they get to extra innings, they seem to always give up a run late to get to extra innings and then win it in 10 or 11.
Yep. However you do it.
But you know what? That's I joke about that, but winning games like that in extra innings. That'll affect the bottom line quite a bit when you start looking at a record. Last year, they had some problems with that.
Yeah.
832 says, the wife and I are going to Austin for our anniversary. What is the best barbecue place, AJ? Your favorite barbecue place.
Franklin's.
Franklin's mine, too.
But you better get there in line early.
Yeah, that's...
You're in for a wait.
It's worth it, though. It is definitely worth the wait.
LA Barbecue is very good. Valentina is very good. It's like a food truck. There's some good barbecue in Austin. Austin proper. There's a lot of good barbecue out like surrounding Austin, too. So... That's
even on the trip there. There's towns all over the place that you can stop on the way, and you're going to get fantastic barbecue.
I remember when I first got here to Houston, I was like, "Ugh, what have I done?" Because there just was a gaping hole in my barbecue world, and luckily, some places have popped up around Houston in the last couple of years that have filled the void, namely. Killens and Corkscrew and
Gatlin's
Tejas
and Jackson Street. There's
good
some good
spots
ones now.
That, but man, 5 years ago, this was a barbecue wasteland.
Yeah,
I say that. There's one spot that Virgie's, which is in Spring Branch, that's always very good. It's a pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah, I haven't been
always have crazy hours. Like I guess they just work when they feel like. But I used to complain all the time about Houston barbecue, but I don't have to anymore. There's enough good stuff here now.
832 says, I've been a female listener for a couple years now with a boyfriend the entire time. So
does
we don't...
he listen, though?
That's a good question.
That's the thing. Because if a girl finds a guy, and that's the other thing. were you single when you found us, and then you found the boyfriend since? Because that's a big difference maker too. If you and your boyfriend listen to the show together, that's a different story. We're talking about single girls that used to listen to this show get a boyfriend and then they're done. Yeah. That's the end of the
place. They're out on us.
Especially if their boyfriend doesn't like the show.
Which usually they don't. The boyfriends don't for some reason.
Because they're listening to Charlie Polillo.
Exactly. Of course, that means there's only been about four of them.
Right.
Anyway, quick
but break. All four of them.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, 3-2 says she was with the boyfriend when she found us.
He doesn't
listen.
Oh, well.
So she's trying to get him to, but it's probably not a good idea because if he starts listening, he may not like us, and then you guys fight, and you know you probably want to keep the guy.
Because Fred is Mr. Steal Your Girl. He's so sexy.
No, that would be Jong.
Ladies love cool Fred. That's
they all love Jong.
LLCF.
Mark says an ex-girlfriend of mine actually turned me on to you guys 3 years ago. Don't know if she still listens, but I do.
She better.
I hope so. Anyway, okay, I need a ruling from you guys. This is
false.
You are not the father.
Thank God. Yeah.
That's a lie. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Does it make me a bad American and a bad person that I really have zero interest in watching 2 seconds of the Olympics?
No. I'm not a big Olympics guy either.
But I obviously, Jong, this is where you need to weigh in. Are we going to have to talk about this stuff on the show?
No. I mean, no, but in terms of watching, I might watch a little bit of men's basketball.
Well, yeah, that I'll watch, although they're going to win every game 110-65.
Yeah, yeah, and then I might watch a little bit of women's soccer if they make it to the finals. I'm still debating because that's kind of, I guess, to the general population, that's kind of a big deal. But nothing really. And if Michael Phelps goes crazy again, then that might be something we can talk about, but not really. I don't want to talk about track and field and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Well, if Zika gets everybody, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, 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 that kind of stuff, yes.
Hey, did we get that interview that we requested?
No, I got emailed back saying that they canceled it.
Oh, damn. Some guy was reported on everything going on and all the nightmare that's going into this Olympics in Brazil.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, reading that the Olympic Village is uninhabitable, things like that, it's really fascinating to me.
I know the Australians weren't happy when they got there, and they basically, the Brazilians told them, well, we'll get you a kangaroo if that makes you feel more at home.
Like, is that racist?
Well, if it's racist, it's more...
I guess it's an American equivalent of if somebody goes over there and we didn't like it, they give us, what, a hamburger?
Okay.
An eagle?
I guess.
Everyone likes hamburgers.
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do with the kangaroo?
Ride it.
Carry it on.
Well, I mean, depends on how weird you are. I don't know what they do with those things in Australia.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. 409 says, I'll watch the golf just to see the course. I heard they can shoot pretty low scores there. I see the boxing I might watch some of, especially now that they're not using headgear anymore. I kind of like that move because I hate watching boxing when people are wearing headgear. To me, it's
stupid.
It just takes away from the whole thing. And that's fine if you're sparring, but you're in an actual boxing match. Don't wear a headgear. And
well, I mean, they're following the rules. I'm sure
I know.
Most of these guys who box don't want to box in headgear. I don't even like sparring in headgear. It's like, you know, when I'm sparring against guys that are way better than me. I don't like to wear that headgear. I feel like I can't see out of it, and then I don't know what it's like to get punched.
Disco says she's only watching the Olympics for the swimming, and that's because she used to swim competitively, and rugby's back. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have those excuses.
Yeah, I did not swim competitively. In fact, I can barely swim at all. But
hey, Disco's a single chick who listens to our show. Why doesn't she play the dating game with why doesn't she get in the dating game with Evan?
She might do that.
Yeah.
We'll have to
get her and a couple of her single friends up here.
It's not a bad plan.
One of them will hook up with Evan.
Oh, I'm sure. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Chance says I'm not watching anything besides soccer and basketball. See, the basketball, I enjoy watching those guys play together, but even that's not really fun anymore. Because
it's not going to be competitive.
No, and it was fun when they first started doing it because, you know, when it was Jordan and Bird and all those guys together, that was cool. And then it was cool the year Akeem was on the team and they won. And, yeah, I loved watching those guys play together, but now it's kind of, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to win by 60. It's like watching the Warriors.
Kind of know what's coming.
Exactly.
Except that one time.
Yeah, except for what happened last year. Jung, what's the name on four there? I can't tell. It's half the time they punch names in and it doesn't show up. It's what?
Alex.
Alex. Well, let's go to Alex. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Sportsy.
Working, man. Another day in paradise, huh?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. No, I was just thinking on the topic of Olympics, man. I mean, this basketball, if you really think, like, you know, LeBron or whoever goes on the team for the year for Olympics, they talk to each other like, hey, are you playing A team or B team, or do we even really care to play these games against the Chinese, against the et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I'm sure they like to have a gold medal on their resume, but that's the other reason why I'm not really that stoked about it this year is because no LeBron James, no Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, now we're not even sending our best players.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, that group that's there is still, you still got Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and guys like that. You're still
right.
Light years better than everybody else.
No, that's not my point. What I'm saying is, look, anytime I get a chance to watch LeBron James play, I want to watch that. Steph Curry, the same thing. I don't know if there's anybody else that, like, I'll go out of my way to watch them play. You know what I mean? Like, especially in a game where you pretty much know what the outcome is going to be. Like, I'll watch LeBron James throw 40 down on the Japanese team.
Except he never
team.
Does. He scores 28 in the first half, and then he sits there the entire second
the
half. So
international basketball.
But from a basketball perspective, if you're a player, I think it's the kind of thing where it helps your brand, it helps your marketing, it helps you sell shoes. So forget the pride in your country thing. Just from that perspective, you're going to sell a bunch of shoes out of it.
All right.
So I think it, you know, but I just... And maybe it's because all the controversy and all the stuff that's going wrong there. I think, man, why even do this? I actually like the Winter Olympics a little bit.
What events do you like there?
I always like the stuff like it's very odd, but I like the skiing. I like to watch people crash.
Oh, I've got no interest in any of that.
I like and snowboarding. I like quite a bit when they started bringing in the X Games type stuff. I enjoy that. Like. That snowboard cross that they do, which is where they race.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And I love the hockey. But I like anything that's got national teams that I think is going to be competitive. So, like, I don't even think the women's soccer is going to be competitive. Because the U.S. women are better than everybody else.
What about the golf? Will you watch the golf?
I'm not watching the golf now, and there's a major on.
I'm kind of the same way.
So, yeah.
Is there a major on right now?
Yeah, it's the least of the majors. It's the PGA.
Oh, I didn't know that was this week.
Yeah.
Do you watch the curling?
I don't.
Since Val has to watch it,
Val
right?
Val watches it because...
She really watches that?
Yes. Dude, she grew up doing that stuff. She's like giving me details on how it works. I'm like, please just shut up. I don't care. It's a rock. Now, the one time we tried to... Well, John, you were there when we had to do it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was fun.
It was fun, but it's hard. It looks like it'd be easy. And no, man, That's not easy to do. It really isn't. And I fell on my... I was so pissed because every practice run, I did great. I didn't fall down. We start the match. First thing I do is fall on my ass.
Yeah, it's kind of like shuffleboard, except you put your entire body into it.
Yeah, you actually have to put some energy into it. You have to.
When was this?
This was before you got here. We did this. But I will say.
So you were a big fatso then. You were probably not in shape.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was probably like 285 or something.
Yeah. That's what you get for trying to do athletics while you're a big fatty.
Team Blitz did win, but that's because we had a ringer.
Who'd you have?
The wife.
Oh, she actually plays?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's all they do in Saskatchewan is drink beer. Play hockey.
Is that like playing washers or cornhole to us? Is
pretty much. Yeah. Okay. But the difference is you actually have to come over
for a family barbecue. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's go curl and then play hockey and then have a big fight and everybody gets drunk and passes out.
Very strange.
It doesn't sound all that bad to me.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you've got a beat up old pool deck or an ugly patio, maybe an outdated driveway, they can restore it with a Carvestone overlay. Carvestone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start all over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look amazing. It's cool to the touch, and it's very durable, twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard is currently a blank slate, Allied can build your space from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchens and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can do water features, fire features, you name it, they can do it. And they can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you hang on to money, too. Several monthly payment options, including 0% for up to 18 months. It's no wonder their best pick report certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get that Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for you there. Or check out their Carvestone Projects photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. T-Rex turned around and ate the florist. That's why I lost my FTD endorsement. But that's really not important. My sadness is snitch, my melancholy informant. The spear wears the wire, my lord. ESPN. 97.5.
All contest details and locations.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Today's ESPN 97.5 pristine auction item of the day is a multi-signed Texas Longhorn logo football signed by Earl Campbell, Ricky Williams, VY, and Colt McCoy. The current bid is at $58.80. And the lot number is 598108. Visit pristineauction.com. That's PRISTINE auction.com. And daily and weekly auctions ending nightly with hundreds of lots free and quick to register. Make sure you to tell them you heard about Pristine Auction from ESPN Radio.
All right. Dude, $58?
An autographed what?
It's got VY, Ricky Williams, Earl Campbell.
And Colt McCoy.
And Colt McCoy.
What is it, though? A football? A
football.
Yes.
Nice.
Let me get on there and bid that right now because that should be much higher than that. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what about American gymnastics? No, I hate gymnastics. That's gymnastics and figure skating in the Winter Olympics, to me, that's the one that women watch, so I'm not going to make fun of it because we have female listeners. We've already found that out. They all like it. I do not. Do want to remind you, Rock the Mic begins tomorrow, and we will be at Baker Street Pub in Cypress near Houston, not Cypress the country, because I don't think we could get there unless
we don't have time.
Left yesterday. But you're going to get 4 shots, so don't wait till the end, because this might be the easiest one. You never know. We're going to take 2 from each one, and if you can get in on the easy one and you get in, then that's a hell of a lot better than waiting until we're Pearland or downtown or someplace and maybe that's where all the really good people are, and you have no chance.
Yeah.
It's just it's like playing a qualifier to get into a tournament.
Give yourself as many chances to win.
Yeah, and the easier, the better. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, somebody asking me if I'm going to go see Shinedown Saturday. No, because you know why? They're at Cynthia Woods.
Oh, yeah, he's not into that.
No, I've seen him like 7 times anyway. Am I the only one who thinks McCoy undervalues that football? But 713 says gymnastics is best watched, recorded, and replayed backwards. I think that'd be fun if you were stoned.
Maybe. If I were stoned, the last thing on my mind would be watching gymnastics.
I can't say that because I have no idea what's on my mind when I get stoned. There are some things that I will watch that ordinarily I would never even consider. So Chance asks, is there anything in the Olympics you would take out? Well, I would take that out for sure.
You take the gymnastics out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the most viewed thing that happens.
Well, it is. Everybody loves that stuff. It's just I don't consider it a sport because anything where human beings are just giving you a score based on judging as opposed to actually doing something, I don't count. That's why I don't like figure skating. So you can give somebody a score based on whether or not they're wearing sequins or not.
Yeah.
I'm not big on that. Peter says, Olympic basketball is not fun. Talent's too concentrated. Soccer and rugby are the only valuable sports worth watching. Well, I mean, I think sometimes I get into some of the weird stuff. And I guess I just enjoy the winter ones more because they've got the one where they ski and then shoot.
Yeah.
Because it's just different. I kind of like that. But
what's that, biathlon?
Yeah, I think it's biathlon is what it is. And, but during the summer, man, I like rowing. Care about that. Or sailing. And I know we probably have people from here who are going for rowing or sailing, and they're probably, if you're listening, it's a big deal, man. We get a gold medal. Good for you. You get a gold medal. I'm just not going to watch. I think I'm a bad person.
Maybe you'll get a gold medal.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it depends. If that Zika gets you, or if that if you fall in that water.
Yeah.
We keep hearing all that bad stuff about.
Yeah, you can't open your eyes. You can't open your mouth. Not good.
Let's see, apparently, just as I say that, I get an email saying one of those press releases. Mm-hmm. I haven't read it. Houston brother and sister going to Rio, taking part in opening ceremonies. Well, that doesn't mean they're actually competing, though.
No, but probably.
But
Woj just tweeted this out. Free agent David Lee has signed a 2-year deal with the Spurs. Boy, just when you thought David Lee was done being good at football or at basketball, he signs with the Spurs and will probably be an all-star.
Yeah. Interesting. They'll get something out of him. They always do. Big Dog asks, what about boxing and MMA, human-scored sports? Only partially, though. I mean, you can win those by knocking somebody out or tapping somebody out.
Yeah.
It only goes to a scorecard if it needs to.
And that's when it sucks.
In gymnastics, you don't get to do it. And that's what we always bitch about, right, is when you get a decision where you go, wait a minute, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's where all the controversy comes from. Or if a guy stops a fight too early. Every now and then you see that happen. But there is judgment in everything. Even football, you've got referees out there. But the point is, there's scoring to keep up with. And I know gymnastics people talk, well, you have to do these certain things, and that's what they score you on. So okay. That's not the same thing, though, as running across a goal line or knocking somebody out. Doesn't mean it's not athletic. It doesn't mean it's not impressive. It's just not for me. I'm trying to think of anything in this. Like, track is okay. Like, some of the track stuff, I always like to watch 100 and the 200. But anything longer than that where they're not going as fast as they can, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
I'm just not a big Olympic guy.
That's
all right. Everybody's got your own things.
Yeah. I mean, anyway.
Archery?
No, that's stupid.
Badminton?
No. One of my friends told me that I need to watch the newest Real Sports on HBO.
Yeah.
Apparently it's very, very good television about the Olympics. But I don't know. Spending 90 minutes watching that is almost like watching the Olympics probably.
Yeah. Honestly, HBO does a lot of great stuff. That show doesn't do much for me.
They always win Emmys for it, though.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's good stuff, but just not for me. So it says beach volleyball is awesome, even watching the men. See, that's another thing. Like people always say, oh, look how hot these beach volleyball women are. And it's like, yeah, they're okay. It's not a reason for me to watch a sport. Oh, well. We are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Consuming, confusing, this lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Controlling, I can't seem to find myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence, I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.